Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So whenever if your heart says something, I mean, thinking something, your mouth is going to say it. So guess what? If you're just saying things that's not right, have your heart been changed? Now, the Bible is telling us some things to give us indicators, not to beat us down, but it wants us to check ourselves. It's just like when we look in that mirror, we make adjustments. We need to look into God's Word and make adjustments. Make adjustments. So God's Word saying, hey, control your tongue, edify, lift people up. Don't tear them down. Because if you tear them down, you'll be doing the things that Satan was doing. He came simply to kill, to steal, to destroy. The Bible says he is an accuser of the brother. He just simply wants to tear you down. But Jesus Christ wants us to display the new man, not the old man. And in the last verse here, I'm almost done here, verse 32, it says this. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. That means showing compassion. Showing compassion. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. There's no surprise that Paul ends on this verse in chapter 4 because he's talking about unity. If you are going to have unity within a relationship, there must be forgiveness. You know, I was talking to a friend at work. They tell me that him and his wife never argue or never fight. I say, you probably never talk either. Because if you will have unity and you are living with someone, there's going to be disagreements. And you're going to upset someone. You're going to hurt someone. You must learn to forgive. Me and my wife have been married for 23 years. If you say, wow, that's a long time. But it really happens because we never go to bed angry. We stayed up late some nights, 2 o'clock in the morning, just going at it. But, you know, when I read this verse, I took it to heart. I said, hey, we're not going to go to bed angry. Because remember, if you're going to bed angry, your little mind is working. And you're just thinking about ways to do things. Oh, just revenge and all this stuff. It gets terrible. So what the Bible says do, get rid of it. Don't plant that seed. Because if that seed plants, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So you can't plant something and don't think it's going to grow. It will grow. So we must forgive each other in order to maintain unity. So when you're going through the week and you're faced with challenges, when you are at the position to make a decision for Christ, are you going to say, I want you to say, not me, but Christ? In other words, not the old man, but the new man. Remember, you're going to be challenged with a lot of things during the week, but don't let the people see you. Let them see Christ, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's basically what we wanted to talk about there. Now, Jesus said, Romans chapter 2, verse 13 says this, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law are justified. Satan will let you hear God's word. He'll let you read it. He'll let you do all types of things. But when you try to practice it, that's where the rubber meets the road. When Jesus says, go out into the highways and hedges, that's when the rubber meets the road. When Jesus say, forgive those that have hurt you, that's where the rubber meets the road. When he says, stop lying, that's when the rubber meets the road. When he tells you to put on that new man, that's when the rubber meets the road. Are you willing to learn of Jesus Christ? And that simply means practicing the Word of God. You need to practice the Word of God. So I'll simply end on this, is that remember, it's not me, but Christ. Not me, but Christ. So whenever you're tempted to do some evil or do some sin, some temptation, think on Jesus Christ. It's not me. What you're saying when you make that statement, not me. I've buried the old man, and now the new man is here, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.